Louise Bedford here. I recently travelled to Hobart with my business partner Chris Tate to present Dr. Harry Stanton with the very first copy of Let the Trade Winds Flow 2nd edition. The three of us co-authored this book, and it's actually a rewrite of Harry's first edition. The updated version is now in print, and I wanted to interview Harry about the book.
Harry, tell us, what inspired you to write the book in the first place? And why did you decide to rewrite the book?
I was being consulted by a lot of traders, well, from all over Australia, actually, who seemed to have the same sorts of problems that I was dealing with in much wider therapeutic context. A lot of it about helping them feel more confident, feel better about themselves, how to handle risk. And I thought, well, it would be a good idea to jot down on paper some of the main ideas I had. And then I realised that it was sort of forming itself almost automatically into a sort of a book. I'm a great believer with the unconscious part of your mind. When you sort of prime it, it starts coming up with more and more ideas. And each time I'd work with a patient, I'd think, oh yeah, I can use that or I can use this. And it almost wrote itself.
It is amazing, isn't it? I remember when I was writing my Candlesticks book all those years ago, and I said to you that I was getting up early and I couldn't sleep and I just had to get it all down on paper.
Yes, that's why it works.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like they take on a life of its own when you're writing.
Yeah, well, I think that's quite true. I know when I started the book, I thought, oh, well, I'll write a chapter a week. Once I started going, then it was a couple of chapters, then it was three, and then you were just churning them all out. And I remember it at the time, I thought, as a writer, is it dead now, Reginald Hill, an English writer who wrote the D.L. and Pascoe books. And when he first started out, Pascoe was going to be his main character. And during writing of the book, D.L. took over. And he said he didn't mean to, and he became the main character. I think that's what happens when you write a book. Things just take over and give you a sense of direction which maybe you didn't have in the first place.
Harry, you're known as being Australia's peak performance coach for traders. What sort of things can people get from your book that perhaps they were seeking in their life? Give us some tidbits about what people can expect.
Oh, I think what I've tried to do really in all the books I've written, particularly Let the Trade Winds Flow, is to use some fairly basic techniques that you can improve your life with, but using trading examples and so on. One of the things I believe is remaking the event, for example, that when you make a mistake, when you do something and you know you've really messed it up, one of the things I suggest people do is put themselves into a nice relaxed state, and the easiest way of doing that is just watching their breath flow in and out for a minute or two, and that calms them. And then to almost to say you've got a blackboard in your mind, wiping the mistake off and half a dozen times replaying it the way you wish you had have done it. I think that's a very simple technique which works really well. And if you've done something really well, that you've followed all the rules, got a really good trading result and so on, it's a good idea to think about that half a dozen times, replay it again in your mind. I think we do far too little of praising ourselves for doing something right. We're very good at blaming ourselves, finding ourselves doing something wrong. But I think when we do something right, we've got to repeat it again and again in our mind to convince ourselves that, you know, this is worth a pat on the back. This is worth praise.
Replaying success, definitely. Do you know, when I first read Chris Tate's book, The Art of Trading, I got very annoyed with him because I had never met him at that stage. I got very annoyed with him for putting the first three chapters as being on psychology. Now, Chris, what role do you feel psychology plays for the average trader?
For the average trader, it probably doesn't play enough. That's why they're average. For the exceptional trader, it is the cornerstone of all their success. It's like athletes. Most athletes are physically identical. They're all genetic freaks. They're all very gifted. But something sets them apart, and it is their mindset that sets them apart. And coming from an athletic background, you're taught to do what Harry was just describing, in that if you've completely cocked something up, you go back and you revisit it and you look at it, you mull it over, you consider it, and then you throw it away. It's gone. It's very much like the Tibetan concept of a mandala. It's just wiped away. If you've done something well, then you praise yourself for that. It's like Harry said, we don't give enough credit to doing things well. It's rather like Bruce Lee had a quote where he said, look, if I tell you I'm really, really good, you'll think I'm boasting. But if I tell you I'm no good, you'll know I'm lying. And it puts it all into context. And this is one of the things I got out of when I first read Let the Trade Winds Flow. I'd read a lot of appalling books on trading psychology. They're all just full of homilies, things sort of that you'd get from a women's magazine. There was no practicalities to it, and I think that's one of the great failings that I've seen in psychology, and particularly in trading psychology. It's very easy to have these pat little statements that people have to make you feel good, but they don't actually give you any clue as to what to do. They offer all sorts of little bibs and bobs, but there's no sort of meat to it. There's no do this, do that, do this, do that. And that's the thing I got, particularly those little flowcharts on trader decision making, what a poor trader does, what a good trader does. And you can see yourself reflected in those quite easily.
I love that, but I also loved that quiz about to find out whether you are a good trader. And I've done that quiz several times over my trading life, and I've just adored it.
There are so many more subjects that we didn't have time to cover during our talk, so I recommend you grab a copy of Let the Trade Winds Flow 2nd edition from tradinggame.com.au. We've done our absolute best to jam it full of all of the insights and techniques that you require to master the markets. Grab your copy right now